We are in Simen Shin Tes Vav. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Mita, a bed frame, that is. Shehim Sureges, Pirish Nereges, Bechavolim. What you have is you have strings going from side to side. And on top of that, you put some kind of mattress. In those days, they would spread out some sheets. Im Yesh Bein Chevel L'Chevel Gimel Tfachim. If from string to string, you have more than three Tfachim. Aser Lifros Aleihem Sadin, then you could not go and put a sheet over them. Mishim Da'ovid Ohala, because you're making an ohel. V'chein Aser L'Salik Beger HaTachton Me'aleha. If all of the coverings, the mattresses, and whatever you may have on it were removed, you're taking the last thing off, you are now destroying an ohel. Mishim Da'ovid Aser Ohala. V'im Hoya Oleha Karo Keses Obeged Paris Me'er Shabbos Kishir Tefach Mut Lifros B'Shabbos Al Kalamita. So if you had the strings within three tefachim, or you already had a tefach that was spread out before Shabbos, there it's being mosif on an ohel arayin, and it's mutter. But otherwise, it's going to be aser. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out. This is obviously talking about a bed that has two of those walls, the ones that we've been learning about, two vertical walls holding it up, two planks of wood. But if it just has 4 feet, and no walls on the sides, that's not called having a mechitza. And since it's not made for what's under it, the mechaber would hold it its mutter. The rajba will be machmer, and he told us to be machmer lechatchila. Now, remember, al yedei shinui, this is mutter. You're allowed to create an oal by way of a shinui. So if you first put the legs there and then put the top of the bed, it would not, and whatever you want to spread out on it, that would not be problematic. Which brings us to sifhei. Kisei ha'osui prokim. A chair that is made in segments. Ukshirotsim leishev olav poschinoso vohor niftach. What you do is when you want to sit on it, you open it up, and the leather that you used to sit on would then open up. It would be stretched. Ukshamasirinoso, whereas when you take it apart, sogrinoso, you close it. Vohor nichpal, and the leather that you sit on gets folded. Mutar l'poschol l'tchatchila. You're allowed to open it l'tchatchila. What does it say here? What it says here is that if you're talking about a folding chair, where you do not have to put any pieces together, all you're doing is opening and closing the very same chair. There is no iser of creating an oil on Shabbos. The iser of oil is only when you're adding an element or you're unrolling an element, where it's a question of opening and closing a chair where the seat of it is made of leather or cloth and it's going to end up forming a chair. There's no chash oil there whatsoever. The same thing in the case of a bed that was sitting vertically. And that was what you do, what people will often do when they have guest beds. They store them upright, and then when you have to use them, you turn them over and use them horizontally. There's no iser in turning it over. That's not called an asiyas ohel, because you haven't done anything. All you've done is taken that same piece and put it in a different position. The iser of asiyas ohel only begins when you're adding some new element in it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing will apply in the case of a chuppah, that if you have the 4 sticks and the cloth all attached before Shabbos, opening a chuppah on Shabbos would not be a problem. Now, the poskim talk about that according to this, the Mishnah Berurah is holding that it's mutter even if it's made letzel, if it's actually made to protect what's under it. Others taina that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a chuppah that is done lekovid. We're talking about a chuppah, say in the case of Hachnasa Seva Torah, or in the case of Simchas Torah, where you're only doing it lekovid, you're not doing it for tzel. There, the fact that it was all there and you're just spreading it out is good. Others say that even letzel mamish, it's going to be mutter. We'll see about this really in the next sif, where the Mishnah in the next day tomorrow, where the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha gets into the halacha of opening an umbrella on Shabbos.